From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listener, welcome back to the English service from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. You're listening through voanews.id or our application RRI Play Go. And we from the Voice of Indonesia will be bringing you more information about Indonesia. Like the first one is the news, so stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
President Joko Widodo, while inspecting the Batang Industrial Zone Central Java on Wednesday, said that there will be a groundbreaking for the construction of the largest glass industry in Southeast Asia in the Batang Industrial Area, Batang Regency Central Java, in May 2021. President also said that after the glass industry, there will be an industry built that produces precursors and cathode components in June or July 2021. These two components are often required in the middle and downstream sectors in the nickel industry production line. The industrial area of Batang is planned to have an area of 4,300 hectares and currently it has 450 hectares. The industrial estates that have been prepared will also be used for industrial development related to technology. With the operation of the Batang industrial area, President Joko Widodo hopes that direct investment will enter Indonesia more rapidly and it will be able to accelerate the recovery of the domestic economy. The Ministry of Trade and Facebook in Indonesia are collaborating again through the hashtag #TumbuhDiFacebook campaign to support the acceleration of transformation and digital capabilities of micro, small, and medium enterprises players in Indonesia so that they can grow continuously. This collaboration is a concrete form of a partnership between the government and the private sector to support the MSMEs players using digital technology as the major platform for their business activities, particularly to penetrate the export market. This was affirmed by Minister of Trade, Muhammad Lutfi, in his statement in Jakarta on Wednesday. As quoted by Taranus Agency, the step was done because the use of digital technology by MSMEs players could open opportunities to continuously develop their businesses and also explore new markets nationally and internationally. A series of activities from the collaboration of the Ministry of Trade and Facebook will be held on April 22nd to December 31st, 2021. Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati has urged women to step up and become game changers in order to help Indonesia become a developed country. As reported by Taranus Agency, she said on Wednesday that the government has to carry on the extraordinary tradition of Kartini, which is to be a game changer. Minister Indrawati also pointed out that women today can use Raden Ajeng Kartini as a reference in a bid to bring a change in the nation while using reason, ethics, and smart arguments. She also said breaking down the gender barriers is not to be undertaken with anarchy, not with cursing, not by bullying, not coherently, but sharply with an argument and logic that is very relevant to the interests of the entire nation and the people. Therefore, Minister Indrawati emphasized that women must get adequate education so that they can produce thoughts that can help Indonesia achieve a greater level of development. Indonesia has sought help from Singapore and Australia in the search for its submarine KRI Nanggala 402. Which went missing in the waters north of Bali Island early on Wednesday. As quoted by Antaranus Agency Chief of Indonesian Armed Forces, Hadi Cahyanto explained that the government has had good cooperation with Singapore and Australia in the search and handling of training accidents. Besides appealing to the two friendly countries for help, the Indonesian Navy has pulled in all ships equipped with underwater devices for the search and rescue mission. Contact with German mate KRI Nanggala 402, which was carrying 53 sailors on board, got lost while it was preparing for a torpedo drill in Bali waters. He also remarked that the last contact was made at 4:30 a.m. local time. There was no more contact when the torpedo drill was to be conducted. Chief Cahyanto is currently in Bali on a working visit, along with National Police Chief General Listio Sigit Prabowo. Let's move on to the international news. Singapore's Manpower Ministry said authorities were investigating the possibility of COVID-19 reinfection among residents in the migrant workers' dormitory after finding more positive cases in the facility. As reported by Reuters.com, authorities had conducted COVID-19 tests on all residents at Westlight Woodlands Dormitory after a 35-year-old worker was found positive on April 20 as part of routine testing. The worker had completed his second vaccination dose on April 13. His roommate also tested positive. To date, 10 workers who previously showed a positive serology test results were found to be COVID-19 positive. Serology tests indicate past infection. The Manpower Ministry said in a statement issued late Wednesday that these cases were immediately isolated and conveyed to the National Center for Infectious Disease, NCID, to investigate for possible reinfection. The Straits Times newspapers reported without citing sources that plans were now being made to move hundreds of workers to a quarantine facility. The U.S. will attempt to reassert its global leadership on climate change as President Joe Biden hosts 40 leaders at a virtual summit in the White House. As reported by BBC.com, it's expected that the U.S. will unveil an updated carbon pledge that will see their emission nearly halved by 2030. Ahead of the meeting, officials urged greater ambition on countries perceived as laggards on climate. Referring to Australia, an official said there would have to be a shift in their approach. Thousands of people around Russia have joined unauthorized rallies to protest against the detention of jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny. They are calling for Navalny, who has been on hunger strike for weeks, to receive proper medical care. More than 1,000 people were reportedly arrested. As quoted by BBC.com, Navalny, 44 years old, was jailed in February and is demanding medical attention for acute back pain and leg numbness. The largest protest was in Moscow, but others took place in major cities. These included St. Petersburg, Vladivostok in the Far East, and a number of cities in Siberia and central city of Vladimir, where Navalny is being held. That was the news.
ahead of Eid al-Fitr, most Indonesians will go back to their hometown to meet their family and friends. However, this year again, the people will not do it because the government banned homecoming on May the 6th until the 17th, 2021. The ban aims to prevent COVID-19 spread. Oppositely, the government allowed tourism destinations to be open during the Eid holiday. This policy certainly received much criticism. Especially, why does the government ban one COVID-19 spread potential while allowing another of similar potential? An answer came from the Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture, Muhajir Effendi. He said opening tourism destinations aims to balance the economic situation. With the tourism sites open, the goods and services movement, as well as people's purchasing power, will still grow in this year's Eid. Also, Minister Muhajir Effendi said that the homecoming ban was still in the frame of micro-scale social restrictions, which is said to be different from the ban in the large-scale one. In the micro-scale restriction, the ban is only applied to the homecoming. However, the government also wanted the tourism destination's opening to be followed by health protocol enforcement, while believing that this will not worsen the COVID-19 condition. Then comes this question. Have the people know about the health protocol at tourism sites? Many protocol violations during the previous long holidays show that the people have not fully realized the health protocol at tourism places. Therefore, it is, again, the duty of the government, especially the local government and the COVID-19 task force, to disseminate information about it. Over, the local government and the task force must guarantee that the health protocol at tourism destinations will be enforced.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawintiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging pan COVID-19 door and masker the dragon. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, Today in History starts with the event on April 22, 2015, when the 2015 Asia-Africa Conference was opened by Presida from 19th up to 24th April 2015. Its official opening was held on 22nd April by Indonesian President Joko Widodo. This conference was held to commemorate the 60th anniversary of the first Asian-African conference in Bandung in 1955. The theme is promoting South-South cooperation for world peace and prosperity. The 2015 Asia-Africa conference produced three documents: namely the Bandung Message 2015, the declaration of the strengthening of the new Asian-African Strategic Partnership, and the declaration of Palestinian independence. Next event was in 1970, when Earth Day was declared. Earth Day is commemorated every April 22nd internationally. It is designed to appreciate the environment on planet Earth and raise public awareness about pollution. Earth Day commemoration was initiated by United States Senator Gaylord Nelson in 1970. He got moved after seeing the environmental damage caused by the massive oil spill in Santa Barbara, California in 1969. Today, Earth Day is commemorated in more than 175 countries and coordinated globally by the network Earth Day. The last event was in 2016, when Paris Agreement was signed. The Paris Agreement is an agreement in the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, UNFCCC, regarding the mitigation of greenhouse gas emissions, adaptation, and finance. This agreement was signed right on the commemoration of Earth Day on April 22, 2016 in New York, the United States. 195 countries have signed this agreement and 141 of them have ratified the agreement. Indonesia is one of the countries that signed this agreement on April 22, 2016. The percentage of greenhouse gases ratified by Indonesia is 1.49%. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Bola matamu memancarkan harum tubuhmu, mengalirkan getaran membuatku terpaku. Dihiasi lesung pipimu, menambahkan asmara saat ku menatapmu. Banyak pesan tak memberi kesan, kau bukanlah yang aku dambakan. Namun hati berkata bukan, kau selalu setiap waktu. Siapapun dirimu itu mewarnai hidupku. Terpesona pandanganmu, kamu. Kehadiranmu secerah sinar mentari, namun sulit untuk dihindari.
To you, and I'll fight for us too.
Voice of Indonesia on voanews.id or application RRI Play Go. The next one will be by Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Deputy Minister of Environment and Forestry Aloe Dohong said in Jakarta Monday that his staff will monitor and ensure the concession companies to follow the regulation in a bid to prevent land and forest fires. For instance, the companies must maintain water 40 centimeters below the peatland surface. He also said that the companies located in the peatland must do water management by using technology such as bulkheads and retention basins to ensure the peat stays wet and non-inflammable. There are certain spots located in those companies and the ministry will keep checking those points in real time. Aloe Dohong added that the Environment and Forestry Ministry will keep coordinating with regional government task force units in the field and concessions companies in ensuring the company's compliance to land and forest fire prevention policy. According to Deputy Minister Aloe Dohong, land and forest fires in Indonesia drastically decreased in 2020. The ministry data showed that the forest fire in 2020 was 297,000 hectares only, while in 2019 it was 1.6 million hectares. Deputy Minister Aloe Dohong ensured that general prevention measures will still be done by learning from recent years' experience. The measures include weather modification and patrol increase in the field.
Biarkan terbang tinggi sampai melayang jauh menembus awan. Sementara tinggalkan aturan yang kadang terlalu mengikat dan tak beralasan. Man, memang benar memang kita perlu cooling down dan melonggarkan pakaian.
Suara canda tawa dan senyum puas berteman siraman hujan di lapang yang luas tak gentar gelegar petir yang mengaum buas.
Yang penting semua senang sejak kehadiranmu bumi terkejarian
darahku berdentam
di dom jaga di dom tinggi dom.
Thank you.
Right, listener? More information about Indonesia is coming up shortly. For example, it is an information about Indonesian tourism or maybe the local wisdom of Indonesian people. Next, Indonesian Wonder.
Al-Hilal Katangka Mosque is a witness to the traces of the spread of Islam in Southeast Sulawesi. It stands majestically in the Katangka village, Somba Opu Subdistrict, Goa Regency, South Sulawesi. This mosque is also known as the Katangka Mosque because it is located in the Katangka Subdistrict. In addition, this mosque is indeed made of Katangka, a type of tree that is used to grow in the neighborhood around the mosque. However, this endemic tree, whose wood the Makassar people consider as honorary wood, is now very rare. The Katangka Mosque is also called the Grand Mosque of Sheikh Yusuf. This mosque is the oldest one in Goa and was built during the reign of the King Goa Sultan Alauddin I in 1603. The name of this mosque is taken from the name of charismatic Sufi who is adored by the people of South Sulawesi. The Sufi is Sheikh Yusuf Al-Makassari, who is the relative of the King Goa. The Katangka Mosque was built facing east and it has a front yard. The mosque building has a foyer and main room. It has characteristics such as having one dome, two-layer roof resembling a joglo building, a typical Japanese building. This building also has four pillars, which are round and having a large size in the middle. The mosque has six windows and five doors. A two-layered roof means two sentences of Shahada. Four pillars means the four companions of the Prophet. A window means the pillars of faith. And there are six and five doors mean the pillars of Islam. Al-Hilal Katangka Mosque combines various architectural styles from Chinese, European, Japanese, and the local people. The dome is influenced by the Japanese and local architecture. The convex cylindrical column is influenced by European culture, while the pulpit is heavily influenced by Chinese culture. This can be seen on the pulpit roof, which is similar to the shape of a temple roof. Around the pulpit, there are also ceramics from China brought by one of the architects from there. There is something unique on the pulpit. There is a calligraphy ornament in the small gate of the pulpit. The Arabic letter calligraphy uses the Makassar language, which is translated into Indonesian as follows. This pulpit was made on Friday, 2 Muharram, 1303 Hijri, carved by Karaing Katangka with Tumai Lalang Lolo. If the preacher is already on the pulpit, he is no longer allowed to talk about world problems. Another distinctive feature is that the walls made of bricks are quite thick, reaching 120 centimeters, because this mosque was once used as a fortress when the King of Goa fought the invaders.
Together and dance, come on.
Well, then, listener, the next one will be an information about Indonesia. Well, mostly it's about innovation. The next one is miscellany.
Listeners, last Tuesday, April 13, the National Police Chief General Listio Sigit officially launched an online application for the making and extension of driving license, namely SIM National Pasisi or SINAR. General Listio remarked that the COVID-19 pandemic also requires the police to innovate in services, including the making an extension of driving licenses. SINAR is an application-based service for the making and extension of driving licenses. This application is to practically facilitate community service. The launch of the SINAR application is in accordance with the Chief of Police's 100 Working Day program to modernize public services. The service is in the police Korlantas digital application, which can only be downloaded on the Play Store for Android-based phones. And the police stated that iOS on the application store will follow. The SINAR application can be accessed anytime and anywhere, making it easier, faster, and more accurate. The first step that must be taken to get SINAR's services is to download the digital Korlantas Polri application. Afterwards, the public have to follow the driving license making procedure in the application. The new SINAR application can be used to extend one's driving license online. The plan is for the Korlantas or Traffic Corps to improve SINAR services for application for new driving licenses. In addition, there is also an extension of vehicles registration certificate or STNK and the making of motor vehicles owner's book or BPKB. The National Police cooperate with PT POS Indonesia in the driving license delivery services. According to Police Traffic Police Inspector General Istiono, with this application, the public can be served by sending driving license documents that have been issued to be delivered to the address of the applicant. Currently, the driving license making an extension through the SINAR application is only valid for driving license A and driving license C. With the SINAR application, most applicants of the driving license making process do not need to be present at the driving license administration operator unit or Satpas office. However, to get a new driving license, someone must come to Satpas office to get through practical exams. That was Miss Eleni.
Bicara hanya tersenyum, tak pernah kukira kau begitu cepat memikirku tanpa basa-basi. Setiap kau ada rasanya hanya ingin indahnya engkau masuki hatiku. Tak pernah kukira kau begitu cepat memikatku tanpa basa-basi. Setiap kau ada, rasanya hanya inginkan berdua. Tak perlu kau minta untuk mendekati, ku hanya ingin dekatmu.
Things and I got so much more to bring. Three, well I don't mean I brag about myself, and I don't wanna be like Bieber and love yourself. Cause I see what I like and I like what I see.
Together we could be so happy.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom ketting, overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
We have been giving you so many information and also so many songs from Indonesia. The next one will be a song, but there's a little bit information about it. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today I'm going to present to you a song by Gito Rolis. Although known as the vocalist of the group, the Rolis, Gito, is also active as a solo singer and he has released several albums, including religious albums. The religious albums is entitled Kembali Padanya, which was released in 2007. One of the songs contained in the album is entitled Hanya Padamu Aku Bergantung. The song, which was created by Liz Hadi, tells the story of a servant who surrenders to God. In 2017, the song was sung again by Reni Jayusman to commemorate and pay tribute to her best friend Gito, who passed away in 2008. Listener, here is the song Hanya Padamu Aku Bergantung by Gito Rolis.
Voice of Indonesia.
Tempat kami memohon kecuali engkau. Bila ajal telah dekat, saat-saat keluarnya ruh, akhirilah hidup kami dengan husnul khotimah. Wahai yang maha pengasih, wahai yang maha penyayang, lapangkanlah urusan kami, tiada tempat kami memohon kecuali engkau.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Kembali padanya.
selalu dinanti, bertobat padanya. Allah Maha Penyayang, penerima taubat, walau dosa sepenuh jagat raya, tiada tertutup pintu taubatnya. Wahai sahabat, cepatlah bertobat, karena ajal kian mendekat. Astagfirullah, Rabbal Baraya. Astagfirullah, minal khotoya. Astagfirullah, Rabbal Baraya. Astagfirullah, minal khotoya. Tiada tertutup curahan rahmatnya, selalu dinanti kembali padanya. Astagfirullah, Rabbal Baraya. Astagfirullah, minal khotoya. Astagfirullah, Rabbal Baraya. Astagfirullah, minal khotoya.
Thank you very much for you who have been joining us in the English service from Voice of Indonesia. We are expecting any opinion from you, so feel free to send it to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, @voiindonesia, and also you can send it to our email, voi@voinews.id. We hope that your opinion will help us to bring you better information about Indonesia. Well, the listener, make sure that you will stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.